Welcome to the Winging It podcast, where we discuss everything winging it. Winging it in the workplace, winging it in relationships, winging it in the creative world, and even winging it through the journey of following Christ. This podcast is hosted by passionate woman, aka Courtney Saunders. Yep, that's me. Stay tuned for motivation, inspiration, and hopefully a few laughs. And be sure to click the subscribe button and share this podcast with your friends. And thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in.
Trying to sleep right now. I'm not answering that. I'm too tired. Oh man, I don't overslept. Shoot, look at all these missed calls. I gotta stop sleeping on myself.
Hey you, yeah, I'm talking about you. How many times are you gonna sleep on yourself? How many times are you gonna press the snooze button? How many times are you gonna miss the call? You know what call I'm talking about. Matter of fact, go ahead, pull out your phone and check how many missed calls you've had this week. Actually, go look at your emails, check your DMs, and see how many unread messages you have. Actually, I want you to pull out your journal, the one where you wrote down your New Year's resolutions, the one where you have all your goals. How many of them have you completed? How many calls do you have missed? How many unread messages? How many unmarked off goals do you have? How long are you gonna sleep on yourself? I started this podcast off by sharing with you guys the meaning of winging it. Sharing how we can wing it in the workplace. We can wing it in our personal lives. We can wing it in relationships, all of that stuff. And I talked about how it had been placed on my heart for a long time to begin this podcast. And you know what I finally decided to do, guys? I decided to wing it. I decided to just do it. I decided to stop making excuses. And y'all want to know something really funny? I didn't want to say it out loud because one of the things that, you know, for me and my spiritual life is I feel like God speaks to me. But I've never actually heard an audible voice from him. He speaks to me in life lessons. He speaks to me in confirmations through conversations with others. He speaks to me through devotionals. And I just know that he's present and that God places certain things in my life, not by coincidence, not by chance, but by purpose. And I remember just the 2 months before I actually released the podcast, as you guys know, or as I've been speaking about, is that I've been unemployed. And something in my spirit kept telling me, God's not going to make that move for you until you start the podcast. And y'all want to know what happened? The week, not even a full week, the week after I finally started the podcast, I got the call. I got the call for my new job. So today's episode number 4 of the Winging It podcast, is entitled Missed Call. And I'll be sharing with you guys what happens when you don't take the call. It's simple, y'all. You just miss it. You miss the call. So today's Winging It inspiration, I would say, would be winging it in the creative world, winging it in entrepreneurship, just winging it in your calling, whatever that may be. I asked you guys in that first episode to think about something that God has called you to do, or something or assignment that God has placed on you. That assignment honestly could be simply to mend a relationship with someone in your family or with an old friend. It doesn't even have to be as big as creating something like a podcast or starting a business. Whatever that assignment is that God has placed within you, or that desire that God has given to you. When you take too long to answer a call or take on an assignment that is destined for you, one of the first things that will happen is you start to overcomplicate the call and you start seeking out perfection, which is normal. And that's why this whole message has been to wing it. You want to perfect it. When I first thought about starting a podcast, I actually reached out to some people, and I may have mentioned this in the first episode, but I wanted to do a podcast with others. I didn't want it to just be myself. I wanted to have other people. As I mentioned to you guys, I had to have a particular microphone and all of these things, and I just needed perfection. And I want to encourage you guys to know that you don't have to overthink it. When you know that it's a calling and it's an assignment from somewhere, whether it's from God, whatever higher power that you believe in, but when you know that that assignment is for you, know that God will meet you where you are. And know that it's a journey, not a race. You don't have to have everything together when you get started. As a matter of fact, I've been dying to talk to you guys about this, but when I came up with, you know, I told you guys the whole meaning behind the t-shirt and the whole meaning behind winging it, and I decided to just do it. So just a few days before I got ready to release the podcast, I started going on, I went on Apple Podcasts and I went on Instagram because I was trying to decide, you know, do I want to create an Instagram page for this podcast or just keep it, you know, under my blog, Instagram, Passionate Woman CS? And I started looking into some of these things, and guess what? I realized that there is another podcast that is called Winging It. And I was just like, oh, okay. So, you know, I talked to a few friends about it, and I was just like, what do I want to do? You know, I've already made, like, you know, my intro and all of these things. Like, I don't know why, because I've done multiple, I can't speak English right now, y'all. I've done multiple creative things, and I've worked with other entrepreneurs and things like that. So the first thing you usually do is look to see if somebody else got a name. But y'all, I was just like, you know what? I'm tired of not answering, you know, the call. I'm tired of missing the call that God has put out there for me. And at this point, I think I heard God say that if I don't do this, then I ain't gonna hear no movement. So I want to do something. So I just did it. I winged it. And I decided to go listen to, I think I listened to the first 3 minutes of like one of the episodes for the other podcast. And I was just like, oh, wow. You know, it's not the same, but, you know, I don't want to say there's similarities, but the winging it portion of it, you know, the other podcast was talking about, I think, winging it through motherhood or something like that. So then that's what I found on Instagram. Then I went on Apple Podcasts and I saw that, oh, wow, there's like six of these winging it things. And I got to the point where I was just like, do I just not want to release this? Because, again, this was a few days before I got ready to release. And I decided, no, I'm going to release it, because I had already had it in my mind that one of the things that I wanted to discuss on my podcast is that one thing that I've learned with God is that He will give multiple people the same assignment. And it doesn't mean that it has to be completed the same way. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to compete with someone. It doesn't mean that your calling isn't your calling just because someone else has a similar one. And I want y'all to think about it. And again, I know I said this can be beyond creativity and entrepreneurship. I want y'all to have open mind because, again, if your calling is just to go speak with someone and to mend a relationship or whatever the case may be, this still applies to you. But I want you guys to think about how many times you had an idea about something, you shared it with someone, and it was just like, oh, yeah, I wanted to do that too. What I realize is that over the past year or more, like over the past 2 years, there's been many assignments that God has placed on my heart, things that I believe that God has called me to do. And I would write the things down, some things I wouldn't share with other people. And then lo and behold, I will just be out minding my business and I'll see somebody actually living out what God has called or asked or assigned me to do. And I then start to feel to myself, well, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore because not this person doing it. And I don't want them to feel like, you know, I'm trying to do what they were doing. And it's crazy because I literally had that same exact idea. Y'all, I think that's natural. I really believe that that's natural. And I don't think that God calls us to compete with each other. I think he calls us to collaborate. There's nothing wrong with collaborating with someone who has a similar idea to you. But what I do know and what I do believe God placed on my heart is that sometimes God will have a similar assignment. Your assignment might have a different vision, or the way you complete your assignment might be a different vision than someone else that may have the same assignment. And sometimes God has different areas and different target markets for you. Like, I've actually had someone tell me, you know, they have this, you know, this goal, this idea, something they want to do, but they're hesitant to do it because so many other people are doing it. And the first thing I thought about was Fenty, y'all. Look at Rihanna. Sis is like a billionaire at this point. And she has this Fenty line that has had some of the, you know, similar things that other companies have had. And she's created, you know, a unique platform for herself, you know, having multiple shades. Let's just be real. Fenty was not the first, you know, makeup line to have multiple shades. However, she advertised it differently. She made it unique. And it's selling, y'all. And that could be you. Like, whatever the situation may be, God has whatever assignment for you. It doesn't mean that if somebody else is doing it already that you can't do it. You can always take a different approach. When you miss the calls, when you ignore the calls, you put yourself at risk of living a life of unfulfillment. There's a quote, I feel like a basketball player said it, I don't know. But there's a quote where it says, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And that's the truth. When you have something inside of you that you should be doing or you should be working on, you don't ever really completely let it go. You might move on with your life, or you might have whatever doubts that you have about the situation, but you live unfulfilled. Like, if I think about myself right now, you know, being unemployed, like, y'all, I refuse to just settle. Like, I took a temp job, but the temp job that I took was within my field. I did try to go back to my old job of substitute teaching in the meanwhile. And y'all, I felt so unfulfilled. I felt stupid in there, being there with the children. I was about to say something inappropriate, but like, that's not my calling. And I felt so unfulfilled. I felt like it was more draining than anything, where it's like, you can just simply sit there and children don't care. They're like, some of them, they'll listen. I didn't really have issues with that. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to get off track. But like, I felt completely drained when I was doing things that was not of my calling. And, you know, other opportunities, people were just like, oh, you know, like, do you want to try XYZ, XYZ? And I'm like, that's not what I went to school for. And like, for some people, it's just like, all right, do you really want to make money? Do you really want to take care of yourself? And all of these things, like, you being real picky. But for me, I'm just like, that's just not my calling. And when you don't stand that ground, you could go into other things, but you'll always come up unfulfilled. And I feel like when you're walking in your calling, it's less draining than not walking in your calling. There is fear that you have to deal with. You do go with some of the doubts, but it's like when you're in your calling, there's this kind of peace about it. And it doesn't mean that everything is going right, but there's a peace in knowing that you are where you're supposed to be. So I'm saying all these things, y'all, just to encourage you not to miss the call. Don't question the call, y'all. Answer it. Answer it by faith, with faith, and proceed in prayer. Ask God to guide you on what your gifts are and to show you how to be impactful and intentional with your gifts, whether, again, it could be just communicating with somebody differently, or it could be whatever assignment, again, that God has placed on you. I just want to challenge you guys not to miss the call. Like, if you missed it already, try again. I feel like God sends things to us in waves as well. I mentioned it too, that I watch other people do some of the things that I feel like God has called me to do. And I don't believe that that's the end of it. It's a challenge. How bad do you really want it? What are you really going to do? And, you know, as I gave the example of Fenty, there's so many other examples that can be given. If you want to start and open a restaurant, do it. You know, we don't got a bunch of mom and pop restaurants in Orlando. So if that is anybody's calling, y'all hear the Lord talking to you about that, come and talk to me, because I will be your valuable customer. Okay? I will be that loyal customer for you. We do not have a bunch of mom and pops. One of the places I really like closed down. But anyway, I'm just going to wrap up this podcast. And again, I just want to encourage you guys not to miss the call. We're going into 2020. You know what that assignment is. You know what it is that God has called for you. And I'm just asking you guys by faith as your accountability partner to take on the call, y'all. Don't question it. Take on it by faith. And if you have a calling, you have something that's going on in your life, or, you know, even if it's just to have that conversation with someone, y'all let me know. I would love to be y'all accountability partner, whether it's through prayer or if it's me texting you to be like, hey, did you do that yet? What steps have you taken? And on the flip side, I do want to say to you guys, as I mentioned, I did see that other podcast was called the Winging It Podcast. And y'all, I really do believe that God birthed that within me for a reason. However, I do intend on renaming this podcast, which is why I have not pushed to put it on Apple. Because I've had a lot of people ask me, hey, are you going to put the podcast on Apple? I prayed to God about it, and I am a person that is of intentions. And I asked God, you know, if you want me to change the name, like, send something to me. I want to be intentional. I don't want to just change it just because, you know, somebody else had the name, because it came to me in purity. It came to me in like pure form. It wasn't like I saw somebody else had it and was like, okay, I want to do it. And, you know, I also want to honor the fact that somebody else came up with the idea. And I want to honor the fact that maybe God might wake them up to continue out, you know, their podcast, because they haven't worked on it. I want to say it's either 6 years or 2 years. I don't know, y'all. When I started doing the research, I started digging. But I will be changing the name of this podcast. I'm really sad about it, y'all, because I was feeling it or whatever. But I'm going to answer the call, because I prayed and I asked God to reveal some things to me, and he has. So y'all stay tuned for more in the new year. One of the things that I am challenging myself to do is to remove myself from social media for at least 30 days. So I will be posting this podcast. Y'all will see me up until the new year, but stay tuned. I will be also putting a form on my Instagram account if you are interested in continuing following me as a podcaster. I would love for you guys to fill out the form. It's going to ask you for your email address. It's going to ask you for your cell phone number. Y'all do not be alarmed or afraid. I just intend to send out text alerts about the updates of the podcast. And I would love to stay connected with you guys. The weird thing about podcasting is that you can see the listeners. You can get subscribers depending on what platform you are on. But it's hard to actually track and see who's there. So please fill out the form for me so that I can stay in contact with you guys. Share. And again, I said it before in the last episode, y'all give me some feedback. Let me know how y'all feeling about these episodes. Let me know what y'all are interested in hearing about as I prepare to relaunch the podcast in 2020. And Y'all, I just want to say thank you for, you know, being with me on this journey. It's only episode number 4. And as I stated before, it is a journey, not a race. And God will meet you where you are. And, you know, I was very hesitant about releasing the podcast after I realized that there were multiple podcasts with this name. But I decided to just go with it. And although I am, like, you know, pushing on the message of winging it, I do want you guys to be strategic. I do want you guys to, you know, utilize what resources are out there. It's okay to do research. But my main message is not to miss your calling. You know, don't let your doubts, just don't overthink it, y'all. Because, like I said, I may not have mentioned this, but I have been out of work since August, y'all, and I started doing like small temp jobs, you know, just to kind of keep things afloat. And I decided last month to release the podcast, and like I stated, literally the like week afterwards was when the opportunity presented itself. And I'm not saying this is the first opportunity, but this is the opportunity that God has placed there for me. So it's like God is like waiting on you guys to move. Sometimes it's not a matter of him just opening the doors and doing the things for you. You got to put in the work. You got to complete your assignment, whatever that may be. If your assignment is to get some, I was about to cuss, it's to get some rest, listen to God, listen to your body, whatever it is that he's telling you, listen up, y'all. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining me on this episode. I hope that someone out there is able to receive something. And y'all talk to me on Instagram. I'll holla. Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of the Winging It podcast, entitled Miss Call. Today's words of affirmation goes as follows. It is my responsibility to answer the call on my life, and no doubt, no fear, no replication will stop me from living out my calling. I have a unique gift and a unique vision that God has blessed me with to succeed. Today, I will be giving a shout out to Black Orlando, Florida, which is an Instagram page that's administered by Ivania, and it's a page for creators, creatives, leaders, entrepreneurs, influencers, and bloggers to grow as a community. It's Black empowerment, it's group economics, it's unity. You guys can find them on Instagram at BLACKORLANDOFL. And if you guys go to their page, you'll even see that the Winging It podcast has been shot out. So please be sure to support Black Orlando, Florida's Instagram page. And if you are a creator, a blogger, or entrepreneur, please be sure to connect. I'll talk to you guys in a few.